It's time once again for our weekly chat with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB. A few stories to chat about today, including Christmas. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
As ever, Alan, my pleasure. Always good to be able to talk about Christmas stuff, but there's a few other things to talk about before then, I think so.
Absolutely. We're going to start with something extremely current. It was the Chancellor's Autumn Statement, and I'm sure yourself and many others, and indeed charities as well, will be chewing the contents to see what that means for them and their customers.
I think the overall situation for the nation is still very, very tough. Energy price increases, which, you know, are clearly seeping through into a variety of cost price and selling price increases across manufactured goods and foodstuffs. So that is a challenge, is a 10% inflation rate and a bigger inflation rate on some critical foodstuffs, which people are feeling very, very hard at the moment. You know, we're analysing it. Pleasing that benefits is being uprated in line with inflation. Clearly, any other decision would have left people even more adrift. We are concerned that increase doesn't come into effect until April, and here we are in November, and I personally feel, you know, the cost of living crisis really bites, I think, in the new year when it will be cold, it will be dark. The cost of living payments that have been announced at 150 quid for those on disability benefits, but not on means-tested benefits, okay, that's 150 quid, but, you know, divided by time, it's only about 3 quid a week. The household energy cap going up from 2,500 to 3,000 come April. Okay, people are moving into the summer. Maybe they're using less energy and you know, lighting and heating from the sort of spring onwards. But that's still 500 quid higher than it was before today. So in essence, you know, not unpleased with higher taxes on those with the broadest shoulders. But as a country, we're still finding it very, very difficult to, I think, adequately support a broad swathe of society, which includes blind and partially sighted people. And, you know, we are getting more calls to our helpline. We're seeing more concerning individual cases, getting a greater weight of sentiment about the challenges of the cost of living crisis biting. So we are still very active on that. We are engaging with energy companies, the energy sector, grocers, retailers, just trying to get every angle we can to get benefits and support and access and information made visible to our beneficiaries. And again, on our website, there is a very exhaustive, very comprehensive list of support, which I would really urge people to turn to. We've got another meeting that I'm convening across the sector with a variety of charities, both in the disability space and in the visual impaired sort of sector, coming together on the 29th of November for another update and sharing of ideas and information.
And we will give the contact details a little bit later for more advice and information on the website and the helpline. A couple more topics, Matt, then some good news from another global manufacturer.
And so, yes, the good news is we should take great pride in this as an organisation. We have a relationship that we forged with Coca-Cola, I think the sixth most valuable brand and probably the biggest, you know, food and beverage brand in the world, certainly only six after a bunch of tech companies, presumably. So, you know, they have a big Christmas focus, and I think everyone would have seen or heard the advert, the holidays are coming song, and the red lorries moving through a festive landscape. So, you know, it's great we've got traction with Coca-Cola on this initiative on the back of all the work we've done about the What's in Store campaign and the inaccessible packaging, which has seen us work with, as you know, people like Kellogg's and Birdseye. We're now developing this with Coca-Cola. So what's really great is in the run-up to Christmas, across their original brand and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar brand on multi-packs, so on the basic Coke and on Coke Zero on multi-packs, you will see the NaviLens capability, NaviLens technology, which basically helps blind and partially sighted people understand, you know, what they're looking at, what is in the product and particular aspects around the product, so you know what you're buying. Again, you know, great. We've got two of the big elements of the Coca-Cola brand engaging with us on this. Clearly, what we need to be doing is driving this through all of Coke's products and not just putting NaviLens technology on two of their products. But, you know, as I say, it's great that we've got that relationship with Coca-Cola. The fact they're recognising in the RNIB, you know, real value in the partnership. And that on such high-profile products in their critical trading period in Christmas, that they're prepared to, you know, engage with us and put this technology on their products. So, you know, it's a really good thing, and I hope not only is it good for many shoppers at Christmas, but also, you know, it spawns a really positive relationship with Coca-Cola on a number of fronts through next year.
Great to hear that another manufacturer, as you say, Matt, you know, seeing the benefits in the Navi Lens system, no doubt more to come on that. It's going to finish off with, yes, we did mention the Christmas word. And again, there's lots that people can get from RNIB around about Christmas, including letters from Santa.
We've got a very good retail shop full of Christmas cards and great gifts, so please do engage with that. And yes, particularly keen to talk about our Letters from Santa service. This is something which we're really proud of, actually, in which a few thousand children a year get benefit from by writing to us, and we send a letter from Santa, who's working for us in Peterborough with his elves at the moment, out to children. So whether it's in large font or braille, you know, their preferred format. If you want a sort of physical letter back from Santa, deadline is the 2nd. If you want an email back from Santa, the deadline is Tuesday the 20th of December. So we're really proud of that. The reason, again, to talk about it is not only, again, to sort of signpost your listeners towards it, and all the details are on the website and through our social media, but actually we saw it was featured on ITV's The Martin Lewis Money Show live special. So great to get that coverage and that support from someone who, you know, in the cost of living crisis, people are sort of turning to for help and advice, Martin Lewis. And we saw a massive uptick, actually, in people coming to our Letters from Santa webpage the following day, you know, virtually straight after. We had just over 2,000 visits the following day compared to 128 the day before. So, you know, the power of endorsement. So clearly the elves will be working overtime in Peterborough to sort of support that demand. But it's fantastic that we had that exposure, and great that, you know, that's many, many hundreds of children more who will be getting a letter from Santa at Christmas. So, you know, it's great to give you that good news story, but please, you know, engage with us if this is something you want, and we're absolutely be delighted to turn it around for you.
Fantastic to hear that as well. Thank you, Martin Lewis. Now, if you'd like more details on any of the topics we've been discussing, there's news on the Elf Academy as well. You can get involved in, which is great too. Do get in touch with RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. There's loads of info on the website, rnib.org.uk, including that valuable advice and support around the cost of living. We will catch up with Matt again next week for more, but for the moment, we're out of time. Matt, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be able to talk across all those topics with you this afternoon. Thank you.